Hi, this is Steve Compella from Golden Arrows. If you thought I was a son of the soil, check the real soil. Just listen to Sports Live with BBK. They don't come any darker. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Sports Live with BBK.
My name is Barengbatu Kortjas, everybody calls me BBK, and it is another edition of Sports Live with BBK that we bring to you every Friday. Now, you want to know as well and as quick as you can as to who is on the other side of the microphone today. Well, he's a Nigerian legend and he scored 14 goals and was capped 73 times for the Super Eagles. And this was between 1993 and 2006. He spent 4 years with PSG in France. Well, have you figured out who this stalwart of African football is? There, more clues. His parents named him Augustine Azuka Okocha, but he is famously known around the world as JJ, the man who was voted a BBC African Footballer of the Year in 2003 as well as 2004. And JJ, my brother from another mother, it is an honor and a great privilege for me to welcome you to Sports Live with BBK.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here as well.
Thank you very much, JJ. You know, there was a series that played back in the day in the 80s when you and I were a bit younger. It was called The Good Times, and there was a character there called JJ, James Jr. Evans. And a lot of people my age, your age, our age, seem to think that maybe that nickname came from there. But I think there's a different story behind JJ.
Yes, mine is slightly different. It's a name that runs in the family, because I have two brothers, and the most senior one of them is the real JJ. So when my second brother started playing, to identify him, they started calling him Ima JJ.
Yes.
And then he followed me as well. When I started playing, they started calling me Austin JJ.
Yes.
And I adopted the name from there.
And I know that when you moved to Bolton Wanderers in England, their fans loved you so much because of your trickery and your dribbling skills. They were seeing that he is so good, they had to name him twice, JJ Okocha. JJ, let me go back to you as a legend who spent time playing in the Bundesliga, and somebody who is using your time now also to promote the German League, and find out from you, when you look at what is happening amongst the 18 teams in the Bundesliga, how far would you say the teams have raised the German game internationally?
I think without any doubt, they've raised the bar, even though German League have always been one of the best in the world. Mm-hmm. But in terms of broadcast, the league was limited. But now a lot of people have got the opportunity to follow the league. And
yes,
I think they can testify that the standard of football there is very high and rightly one of the best leagues in the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, you yourself spent 4 years playing for Eintracht Frankfurt in the German Bundesliga. This was between 92 as well as 1996. 16 goals, and that was in 90 matches. But for me, one highlight of your time in Germany was you dribbling almost everyone and doing it twice in the penalty box before slotting the ball past Oliver Kahn. Would that be one of the main highlights for you during your stay in Germany? That was a great goal, by the way, and a lot of your fans then voted it as the goal of the season.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a goal that have stayed with me, You can't forget such a moment. It was an amazing moment for me, even though I always said I didn't plan to hold on to the ball that long.
Yeah.
But people don't believe me because of my act of playing. Yeah, really, that was the game changer for me. That goal, it changed everything for me. my fan base grew, you know, and yes. people started noticing JJ a bit more after that goal.
Most definitely. And I think a lot of people around the world are noticing or have been noticing for a while now Bayern Munich, who are currently the reigning champions of the Bundesliga, who are the Champions League holders, who recently have been crowned as the club world champions. Well, they are a lean, mean machine, JJ, and I think that everybody is playing to catch up to them. We also win the Champions League, the demolition job that they pulled on Barcelona. What will it take for anyone to come at least to the same level as Bayern Munich? Because I can see that your RB Leipzig have had a very good season, you know, as well as Wolfsburg have had a very good season. But it seems like the domination or the dominance of Bayern Munich is giving credence to people who are saying that they are just a one-horse race.
Well, I mean, you can say that because they've been really dominant over the last two centuries, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, what? Every now and then you have Dortmund challenge for it, and now Leipzig. But I think Bayern is so strong because financially they are way ahead of every other club in Germany. So they have the luxury of poaching any good player from any other club.
Yeah.
And other clubs don't have this luxury. So once you equip yourself, you know, so badly that you can buy any player that you want at any time, I mean, it gives you that edge over other players. But things are changing gradually, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of teams are not selling anymore. And I think you can say that there are healthy competition out there in the Bundesliga now, you know, and hopefully this will last for a while, you know, because people are really getting tired of Bayern winning the league every year, unless you're a Bayern fan, you know. So yeah, I hope that that might change for the sake of the league as well, you know, because we need other teams to really be competing for the title. And not for the title to be decided before the league even starts. So hopefully Dortmund and Leipzig will give them a more difficult time.
More difficult time indeed. And don't be too shy to also throw in your former team, you know, because they are number four in the log right now. And that I see is already putting a big smile on your face, Frankfurt.
Well, yes, I think they picked up form at the right time, and they are doing a great job, you know. It would be nice to see them play Champions League football, you know. It's of course, I am delighted to see them up there, you know, rubbing shoulders amongst the best in the league, which I think that's where they belong to, you know. They've been deprived of this luxury for a while now, you know, but then, I'm glad that they've bounced back, you know, and they're making a statement, you know, to say that they belong in the top six.
For sure. Long may that continue for your sake as well, because I would like to see that smile being permanently fixed on your face. In case you've just joined us, you're listening to Sport Live with BBK, and my guest is the African legend, the Nigerian legend, the man who was voted the African footballer who is the best in the BBC in 2003 and 2004, and is also a 1994 gold medalist, which he won with Nigeria at the African Nations Cup. Now, JJ, when you look around, when you talk about form, right now, for many years, close to a decade, if not more, we've been blessed with the talents of a Cristiano Ronaldo as well as a Lionel Messi. I think right now, everybody who knows their football will be thinking that Ronaldo turning 38 on Friday, Messi turning 34 this year, we are watching the very, very last bits of these astronomical talents of the Portuguese man as well as the Argentinian. Are we safe to say that Erling Haaland, from Borussia Dortmund and Kylian Mbappe from your other former team PSG are the ones who are going to take over from Cristiano and Messi going forward and continue to dominate like the other two have done?
Well, I doubt it, you know, because those two, Messi and Ronaldo, they look like they are superhuman, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I haven't played the game as well. I know how difficult it is to be that consistent. You know, without any doubt, we've seen other players that have got maybe the same talent as they, as Messi and Ronaldo, you know, mm-hmm. but the problem is being that consistent, you know, it's incredible, you know, that hunger to go out there every week to repeat the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
I call them serial winners, you know. They are addicted to winning, and you can see that they're always out there trying to win every game. And maybe both of them brought out the best in each other,
yes.
which I doubt if you're talking about Haaland and Mbappe. I can clearly say that. I'm sorry, but I don't see them repeating that history, you know. But without any doubt, some people have to take over from these two.
Sure.
And Mbappe looks a good deal, you know. We were looking at Neymar mm-hmm. taking over as well, but he hasn't been that consistent.
Yeah.
You know? So I think we have to wait and see. You know, another star might sprung up from somewhere, you know, you never know.
For sure. When you look at the numbers, though, they do show great promise and potential, JJ, because if you look at Haaland, he's got about, 33 goals in 31 appearances for both club and country. And on the other hand, Mbappe has got 23 goals in 31 matches for PSV. Let's not forget that Mbappe has already won a World Cup, you know, when he's merely 22 years old. There's a lot of interest coming from teams in England, in Haaland, Manchester United, Manchester City, as well as the greatest club in the world, Liverpool Football Club, and also Madrid, showing great interest in Mbappe, who is also seemingly a target of Liverpool in the sense that there is that friendship, you know, that is caught with the greatest basketball player, and also that basketball player happens to have a percentage in the ownership of Liverpool. Would you say the time is ripe for Haaland to leave the Bundesliga now and Mbappe to move away from PSG so that they can try and see whether they can be able to test themselves elsewhere?
Well, for Haaland, no. I think he's new in the league. You know, I think it'll be nice for him to still stay in the Bundesliga. You know, I would like to, that's my personal opinion, I would still like to see him in the Bundesliga, you know, because he's an advert for the league, you know. Of course, I must recognize the achievement of Lewandowski all these years in the Bundesliga as well. Mbappe, on the other hand, I think this is his third season with Paris Saint-Germain. I think we all said that it was the right move for him to have left Monaco to Paris Saint-Germain, the same League One, you know, to grow. And I think he has gotten to the age and enough experience now that he can start thinking of maybe moving to Madrid or Barcelona if there's any interest, you know. So, yeah, Mbappe, I think he's the one that stands out for me at the moment, you know, especially what he's doing in the Champions League. You know, so I think, yeah, if the move is right for him now, he should make that move. But Haaland, I think, still need a bit of time in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, speaking of Mbappe, I'm sure we can claim him as our own because his mother was born in Algeria and his father is Cameroonian. And of course, that hat-trick you're mentioning against Barcelona, JJ, the other night made him only one of 14 players to have ever scored against Barcelona a hat-trick since 1992. That was a terrific hat-trick.
Yes, it was an outstanding performance from him. You know, there's nothing better for a player when people are expecting you to produce, you know, on a big stage. And he went out there and did exactly that, you know, even without Neymar. So I think that game in particular took his level to another gear. You know, I think he's shown everybody that he's a big game player.
My brother from another mother, JJ Okocha, is my guest right here on Sport Live with PBK. And I want to speak about another youngster who is catching the Bundesliga on fire as well as around the world. Everybody is noticing what is going on with Jadon Sancho. I mean, 20 years old, 11 goals, 16 assists. Real Madrid, Manchester United looking with great interest. And I know for a fact that Zinedine Zidane admires Sancho so much that he considers him to be an upgrade if he comes to Los Blancos. I'm interested in your views about Sancho, JJ.
Oh, he's a great talent. You know, I've managed to watch him play couple of times, and mm-hmm. he has never failed to impress. You know, he's a great talent, and it's unbelievable how Manchester City let a player like that go.
Exactly.
You know, like that, because I would have thought that having gone through the ranks, you know, that he would have gotten an opportunity to showcase himself. But mm-hmm. rather, I will say also that it is good to see that a young player, a young English player, have got the courage to go to Bundesliga, you know, mm-hmm. and it shows how good Bundesliga is in giving young players the opportunity to grow. You know, the league gives players enough time, you know, to mature, unlike mm-hmm. some other leagues that wants a quick result from young players. So I think, he's another one that is up there, and I won't be surprised to see him leave after this season.
You talk about the Bundesliga being a great platform for young players to develop and showcase their skills, but I think that if you look in the dugout as well, when you look at the coaching departments, there is so many talented German coaches who are making a mark in the world right now. So it's not just on the playing front, it's also the brains behind the teams that actually play in Bundesliga. Talk to me more about that.
Well, yes, I mean, the structure is there for everyone to see, you know. I think they've got maybe the best structure when it comes to world football. And everything about Germany is based on merit. You know, their coaches, they must go through the right, the right test, you know, mm-hmm. before they can qualify. And as we can see, most of the coaches in the top divisions now all over are Germans.
Yeah.
You know, so it shows, that when you put a proper structure in place, that you will reap the reward in future. You know, so I think they are reaping the reward in investing in young coaches, in young players, you know, and that took a while before all these things matured, you know. So, yeah, kudos to the DFL and, mm-hmm. and DFB as well, because they are the people doing the dirty job behind the scene, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
All we see is the finished product, but people are behind the scene doing all this dirty work.
Now I'm going to take you back home. I'm going to bring you back to Africa, and I'm going to bring you back to the Confederation of African Football, JJ, who are going into an election for the president as well as their top positions. And I see that your president of the Nigerian Football Federation, that is Amaju Pinnick, has supported the bid or the candidacy of South African billionaire Mamelodi Sundowns president Patrice Motsepe. What is your view in terms of Mr. Motsepe and his bid, and also Pinnick telling him last week that there are about 46 votes that are secured for Motsepe now going to the election?
Well, in all honesty, I don't really like to get involved in football politics.
Yeah.
You know, but I think we all know Mr. Patrick. You know, we know his contribution towards football over the years. And I think if anybody at this moment is qualified, he is. Because financially he's comfortable.
Yes.
He's only into football because of the passion that he's got for the game. You know, and I don't think that he will do a bad job. You know, I think he can only improve African football, you know, because he's got experience in being the owner of Mamelodi Sundowns. And of course, like I said, financially, he's well equipped, you know, so his interest must be just to take African football to another level. So I would say that if I have a vote to cast, I think my vote will go to Mr. Patrice.
Well, this is fantastic to hear a legend of African football endorsing Sundowns president Patrice Motsepe for the position of CAF president, that coming up on March 12th, which will be next week, Friday. Now, JJ, the qualifiers for the Africa Cup of Nations are on. There's been no movement since COVID-19 took over the world and turned it upside down. Your great, what should I say, opponents, Bafana, back on the road. The squad was announced this afternoon by Coach Molefe Ntseki. Now, what I'm interested in finding out, if you've been casting any eye on Bafana Bafana over the years, and what your view is in terms of the current status of the South African national team.
Well, I think without any doubt, South Africa or Bafana Bafana, it's one of the biggest nation or footballing nation in Africa. But I always have a problem when it comes to major tournaments. You know, they've always failed to achieve or meet up to expectations, you know, and I've always said that it has to do with the players' mentality. Mm-hmm. I think South African players are too comfortable playing at home.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they limit their opportunities. They limit the level that they can attain, you know.
Yes.
I think I can use Nigerian national team as an example. You know, we got better when we all went to play abroad.
Yes.
And we brought back our experiences back home, you know, and had a better team. So I think if we can have more South African players going to play in the best leagues in the world, I think your national team, without any doubt, will be maybe one of the best in Africa, if not the best. I'm glad to see Tau now play in the Premier League. You know, for me, it's an advert, you know, for South African football. And if we can have more players, you know, playing in these top leagues, I think it will help the national team a lot.
Most definitely. JJ Okocha, the man who played for the Super Eagles at a time when they had great players like Samson Siasia, Fini DeGeorge, Sunday Olise, Nwako Kanu. I can count them till the cows come home. I can count them from K Cape Town, all the way to Abuja. My brother from another mother, it is a great pleasure and honor to have had you on the show, and I wish you all the best in your endeavors going forward, and I'm certain that you're going to keep your eye cast on those youngsters who are tearing the Bundesliga apart and making everyone around the world to take notice.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Great stuff, great stuff. JJ Okocha, the man who was so good, they had to name him twice, JJ.
Thank you so much.
Great stuff.